The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. Where would you rather be? Can I do the intro, please, Joey Day, without you laughing at me right now?
I was sneezing, dude. I don't know what you want me to do.
Man has allergies, Bob. Tis the season. The spring has sprung.
There's dust mites everywhere, man. I tell you what. Sorry to interrupt the intro. My next place I get is going to have hardwood floors throughout because I can't do carpet anymore.
I ripped all the carpeting out of my new house when I bought it. Ripped it all out. And I got lucky because I had the hardwood underneath. But
Mikey, I do just want to check, too. Are we on gallery view?
We are on gallery view. Yes, we are. Okay. Bob, you want to explain why you had to ask that question? Go ahead.
I absolutely will. I left my laptop charger in Arizona. And right now my laptop charger is with Fat Perez, who somehow, some way, is still in Phoenix a day after the Super Bowl, which I'll tell you is probably one of the sickest things I've ever seen in my life, that this guy's still going out there.
When is
we were there?
Maybe never.
So we were there since last Thursday doing a Bob Does Sports trip. I mean, Joe, I think you would agree. We were exhausted by the time it got to, you know, the day after we did the tournament. Fat Perez is still going. I'm seeing him. He's with Johnny Manziel. He was going to Christian Kirk's Super Bowl party. He's all over the place. And the fact that he's still there is one of the more fascinating things I think I've ever heard of in my life. He's got to be on E. And then when he gets back, which he gets back today, he goes to Mexico with his wife on Wednesday. He hasn't booked this flight yet.
Well, I mean, that trip is an absolute penance that he must pay for being away for what it seems like at least 2 weeks without her. So good for Ann Cole cashing in on a nice little trip to Mexico. Arriba Fat Perez back to, you know, good for him. That's going to be excellent content. And I think that Mexico play was a wily play, a veteran play by FP.
Yeah, he's got to bring it. I mean, being gone for that long, he's got to be able to bring it out of Mexico. But
it might be a relaxation trip.
I think Joe needs to put him on his wellness routine. I think Joey needs to get Perez on the cupping and the spaceman suits and whatever else Joe's got going on over there. I think Perez.
I'm making some lifestyle changes here, Mike.
I've seen it. I've seen it, brother. I've seen it. More power to you.
You know, the young lady has me doing things I've never done before. I'm drinking a spinach smoothie right now. You know, like, this is just not normally what I would do, but I feel great. I'm down 12 pounds.
Really?
I'm not announcing swole cuts back because when I stopped that prematurely, I got body bagged by the bubble.
Yeah, Jerry Don
said deservedly so.
Jerry Don gave him a hard time in the car going there. Yeah, he busted his chops a little bit.
Fair enough.
You know,
I deserved it. I let some people down. You know, I still have people messaging me saying, "Where's Swole Cuts?" And to be honest, I think I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this in the shadows of the night. No one will see what's happening. And hopefully, one day, I just take my shirt off and I'm chiseled. You know, that's a long time coming, but.
Joe, you say you're going to do it in the shadow of the night. I don't think you've had a workout without telling every single person in your corner that you just worked out. Like, we even had a Bob Does Sports call. You don't even need to have a visual on. And he comes in from the gym. Nobody even asks him where he goes. Sorry, guys. You know, I just came from the gym. He can't work out with having to tell you that he's going to work out.
Accountability checks.
So yeah. I just don't know if it's in the shadow of the night, but I will say I do like to play.
Yeah, I mean, let's not say we're not moving in silence here. We're not operating in silence. We're operating on a mountaintop for all to hear, Joseph.
Yeah. Yeah. It's far from
this,
that.
This ain't Morse code, it's a siren.
Yes. Yes, this is smoke signals from the top of Mount Vesuvius.
Now, we'll say Bob, you should be happy because Bob always says he has a reel of shame of me where he's just literally taken like, who knows at this point, probably a couple hundred photos and videos of me that are just shameful. And I told him a lot of these should never see the light of day. But I did tell Bob that if I ever did get back in shape, I would give him the green light to go ahead and share some of these. So, Bob, you got to be somewhat hoping that I get to that point, no?
I think it's great. I think what you're doing is great. I think we all could bury each other with some of the photos we all have.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes at night, we just kind of everybody fires away at all the shit photos that we have of each other.
Bob is literally the king. Bob has a vault. There's a vault that Bob has where there's just the most unflattering, worst pictures of every single person we're associated with. And you'll just get that random text at like 9 o'clock at night where Bob must just be sitting on his couch doing whatever it is he does. And you just get that zoomed in face box shot. And it's like you at your worst point in life.
He did that yesterday. We're going on and on about the Super Bowl. We're all jacked up. We don't hear from Bob for like an hour. Me and Mikey V are fired. I really felt, Mikey, you and I were locked in yesterday.
We were locked in yesterday. Yep.
Bob's nowhere to be seen.
No.
And then all of a sudden, we just get a picture of Nicky Juice blasted out of his mind.
Smile like, from ear to ear. Chompers everywhere. Big glasses. Great shot.
Now, Bob, you had to be in the clouds, no?
Yeah, I mean, look, I was definitely on one for sure. But, yeah, the picture of Nicky Juice just came in. But at the same time, too, if I go away for, like, 5 minutes, I'll have texts from you guys like, Bob, where's Bob? Like, where is Bob? This is bad. Can't have Bob. Super Bowl. Yeah, I totally get it. But I do think that I brought it in the group chat that I was there. I think Fat Perez, not to throw anybody the bus, Fat Perez was terrible. Nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, well, that could have been better. Special set of circumstances for Perez, though. I mean, I'm just hoping Perez is alive.
Prize Picks video yesterday one of the worst things I've ever seen. He could barely talk.
He's hurt, man. The guy's a walking corpse.
You know what, though? A for effort, though, man. You know what? He'll still try and step up to the plate.
A for accountability.
Yeah.
You know what I'll give Perez, too? No matter how drunk and stuff he gets, he's so good in social settings that having him out there in Arizona, he already locked in one of my dream Bob the Sports guests. Like, he is so good at working the floor, even when he's hammered, and people love him so much that I almost wanted him to stay in Arizona because I wanted him to keep networking on behalf of us, which is exactly what he did.
Yeah, it was.
You know what I mean? Now, here's the dialogue that we got to have, though. And I don't want to throw our dear ticket under the bus, but it has to be addressed. And he was worried that Mikey V was going to bring it up because Mikey V gave him a very hard time yesterday, as he should. Ticket and his Philadelphia Eagles, one can make the claim that the big ticket yesterday was way too confident. And Mikey, I'll let you kind of break down from your eyes how it went, because I do agree with you.
Well, immediately following the coin toss, everyone in the group chat for the show here, including our producers and everyone that's involved, T-Bone, Twitter, Ben, we all wish Ticket good luck. Everybody sent a good luck text to Ticket. No response from Ticket until the end of the first Eagles drive. And the text message was, "Don't need luck." That's what he sent after the Eagles punched it in for the first score. And my response was simply, "You know better than to do this, Ticket. You simply know better."
Yeah.
And he goes, "I'm a gambling man." And I said, "You're spitting in the face of the gambling gods." Joe said the same thing. And then when the Eagles scored, when the Chiefs scored, excuse me, he didn't stop there. He said, "Squirrel found a nut." All that is when the Chiefs scored a touchdown and to respond to the Eagles opening drive. Now, I guess maybe I'm just so scarred emotionally and so downtrodden by the historical performances of my team that I just could never even conceive sending a text like that. with that much. But I do remember, like, I got to remember the Eagles won the Super Bowl not that long ago. They're not far separated from having a Lombardi trophy. So maybe he's got a little bit of wiggle room there with being able to go a little out of pocket and have a little bit of cockiness and confidence. Fine. They were the number one seed, but it's just not something I would do. I wouldn't. And now it was a heartbreaking loss for Ticket and the Eagles and the Chiefs. By the way, hats off to all the boys in the Brilliantly Dumb show for having the Chiefs. I mean, we all picked the Chiefs.
No, I think we came somewhat close in our prediction. Nobody got it spot on, but it was somewhat close.
I had 31-28 Chiefs. So I had the three. I think Joe had the Chiefs by three also. And I know, Bob, I think you had the Chiefs by like five or seven.
I mean, I think we all had high scoring games too. I mean, here's the thing is you have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, the arguably a top 10, top maybe top five coach of all time. And then, you know, I mean, Mahomes keeps doing this. He's going to be in the top end consideration of one of the best quarterbacks to ever do it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's there already. He has to be in the conversation.
It's hard to go against these guys, right? So to see them as underdogs and you're getting plus money, Ben Moneyline, to me, that just seems like the play. Now, maybe it won't hit, but Jalen Hurts, first time on the big stage. By the way, thought he played very well.
Played very well.
But here's the thing is
that Eagles, well, let's not get it twisted. The Eagles were the far superior team for the entire first half of the game. It was getting to the point where I was like, you know, if the Chiefs don't get that miraculous scoop six when Hurts drops the ball and Nick Bolton returns it for a touchdown, if they don't get that one play, the first half is a blowout. The Eagles were blowing them out in the first half. Chiefs couldn't move the ball. Chiefs could not stop them to save their lives. But then the second half, I thought they'd make adjustments, and that's what the better coaches do. They make the adjustments. And then to your point, Joe, Mahomes, I think when I think about the greatest quarterbacks of all time, there's two components, the on-field statistics, obviously, but then the rings. And now Mahomes is already tied with Peyton Manning. He's already past Dan Marino, obviously, because Marino's got none. He's already like in that conversation, I think. I'm not going to put him
with
Montana yet, but I mean, yeah, he's got more than Rodgers. I mean, he's, you know, he's the real deal. He's the real deal. But Ticket, that was a faux pas, and Ticket knows that was a
faux pas. And Mikey, you called him on it. As soon as he said it, you said you just lost the Eagles again.
You can't do that.
You can't send those texts.
You can't do that.
It's
crazy play, man.
It's very out of character. His awareness. Ticket is a very aware guy, and even more so when it comes to sports. Mm. When he sent that text, you can't do it. You just can't. Now, I think maybe me and you, Mikey, when it comes to the Yankees, we're a little too pessimistic. We might be maybe a little too half-glass.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so look, you got to take that into account. I think Joe's more of kind of the Ticket route, for sure. But you just can't send that text.
I empathize with them because I remember when the Packers lost last year to the Niners. And all year I took the approach of this is the best team. We are going to win. And I felt a level of confidence that I normally don't feel. I'm normally like, oh, this team's going to blow it somehow. And I tried to go the other route. So I think that's what Ticket did. But I tell you what, if it doesn't work out, it really burns you and it puts you in a bad spot. You look real bad when you're bragging that your team's so much better and then you end up losing the game. It's just not a tough look.
Yeah, it is.
With that being said, I feel for the guy, man. That's a tough loss. You know, the last thing I do just want to say on Mahomes, and then we'll go into the buy or sell. I think one of the most impressive things about Mahomes, you have all the on-field stuff that Mikey was talking about. Bro, he is one of the classiest guys. I mean, he really is. He's one of the most likable guys. There is nothing that you could say bad against Patrick Mahomes.
No, I think Kelce is much more unlikable, if you're going to name somebody who's unlikable. Kelce's much more unlikable. I thought again with like some of the stuff post game, like bro, like we get, like don't try and sell me Travis Kelce on no one believed the Chiefs were going to make it back to the Super Bowl. You are the number one seed out of the AFC yet again. You have the best football player on the planet on your team. You have one of the best head coaches in the history of the game. Don't try and like sell yourself as some woe is me underdog when you're the Kansas City Chiefs right now. You can't. You're a dynasty level team right now. You can't try and sell me on that. But yeah, Mahomes is classy, and you got to give him extra props because his wife and his brother are complete clowns. They're such clowns. Well, I'm just saying, Jackson Mahomes is such a fool.
He's dancing again.
It's just, well, you knew that was coming, right? So for Mahomes to remain as grounded as he does, or as it seems he does, surrounded by those two, I mean, you talk about a toxic environment where he could obviously go far off the reservation. He doesn't do it. I agree, Bob. He remains as grounded as you physically possibly could be in the situation and environment that he is in.
I don't think it's fair. Like, what I feel bad for him about is that a lot of times he has to answer questions on their behalf. And, you know, they take a lot of heat, whether it's granted or not. But he has to answer so many questions on there. I always feel bad for athletes who get up to the podium and just get ripped with questions that had nothing to do with them, that had to be something that, you know, their wife said or something like that. I always feel bad for those athletes because it's not on their own merit. For him to handle it the way that he does, like you said, Mikey, is unbelievable. And, fellas, I think now we got a lot to talk about here today.
We do.
Juicy podcast today, Joey D. There's a lot to discuss.
I just want to ask
a holiday rump roast.
Well, how much would you give – what would you give to go back in time to the draft and be able to get Mahomes instead of good old Mitchie boy? Like
anything short of my wife and children. Short of my wife and kids, I really don't – I don't know. Probably anything.
Do you think the Bears would have won a Super Bowl in the time leading up if they had gotten Mahomes instead of Mitch?
Yes. They would have won in 2018. That team would have won the Super Bowl in 2018 if Mahomes was the quarterback. Just think about, first of all, Nagy, this clown, he just wins the Super Bowl, which is like salt in the wound. He's taking pictures hugging Mahomes in the locker room. It's like a double doink all over again. If the Bears defense that they had in 2018, that team with Khalil Mack and Roquan Smith, Prince Amukamara, Eddie Jackson, all these guys, these studs, Eddie Goldman when he was still playing, that team with Mahomes at quarterback, with Allen Robinson when Allen Robinson was still really good, that team would easily have at least made it, I think, to the NFC title game. I think they would have won the whole thing. They only lost four games that whole year with Trubisky at quarterback, and he was so bad in the second half of the year, they would have a Super Bowl trophy, but that's not the way it went. I can't go back in time, but I would give up anything short of my wife and children. Anything.
Look, let's go on over into our buy or sell segment. I've been, you guys know this too. I've been chomping at the bit to get to this sell. I really have. It really, really has irked me. And look, I think now we have to be somewhat we got to be careful on different guys that we may bash that we don't like or whatnot. And I'll give you a classic example. Joey D, do we not remember Mikey V just burying Christian Kirk when
guys,
he signed
this
that
is
contract?
Again, this is a pretzel.
By the way, guy, an unreal season.
He had a good season.
He had a good season.
I still think all I'm saying is that as a GM, I wouldn't be able to pay what they paid him. I wouldn't.
Mikey V, we met That's him, by the way, in Scottsdale. You
I'm sure he's
not
a great guy.
Guy.
No, I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm sure he's a great guy. I'd love to have him on. I think he's a cool guy. Seems like, one of the boys. God bless him. Had a great year, by the way. But if you're ranking the tiers of wide receivers in the NFL, I mean, I understand he's your friend now, so you're not going to say anything. But
would
like,
you not take him on the Bears?
Of course, I'd take fucking Bob on the Bears at wide receiver.
Whoa.
I mean, not a knock against Bob, but I mean, like, Christ, that's like asking, I don't know. That's crazy. That's like asking me if I want oxygen tomorrow when I wake up. Of course, I'd like it.
I'm in the golf cart with him, okay? And we're filming with him, and he's talking to me, and I said, you know, it's got to feel so good for you. You know, a lot of doubters out there. You signed that big contract. Food's got to taste better now. Like, you're really doing good. Again, like you say, he couldn't be nicer. But he said, you know, there's a lot of people that I took a lot of shit for that and a lot of people who hate it. God. And as he's talking, I'm just thinking of Mikey V the entire time. So eventually I'm just like, look, I got to get ahead of this. Like, I was like, yeah, look, Mikey V was the first one to say he was wrong about God. He was that. And he said, he goes, He goes, no, I love Mikey V, but he heard it.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Yeah, that's nice to hear. You know what, Christian, you're a good guy. I think you are one of the better receivers in football. I really do.
But that's the thing.
It's crazy
because we have to be careful. And I think, and by the way, we don't ever come on and grill. It's not like we're torching people out here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at BetterHelp.com. Life doesn't always go the way you want to, and it doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. That's why BetterHelp.com is here. BetterHelp.com matches you with a licensed therapist. They have matched over 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online, plus it's affordable, and you don't have to go to a doctor's office or go to some type of building. You could do it all from the comfort of your home. You can't go wrong when you go with BetterHelp.com. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/BDS. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BDS. BetterHelp.com. Change your life today for the better.
Now, with that being said, for myself, I find this guy to be so brash and so arrogant, and nobody's denying the fact that he's clearly a very good coach. But I am selling Nick Sirianni, particularly the thing that just capitalizes it, like spotlights it all for me. Mikey, that video that you sent us this morning, when the challenge was going on, and he thought that it was a catch that they had his first down, and he's pointing in the camera first down, and Jalen Hurts has to be the one to put his arm down and tell him just to wait and to not do that.
Yeah.
It's such a bad look for the head coach. And even the game prior, he's looking into the camera and he's nodding his head into the camera.
He told he shoved the one guy to the side and said, this is my, I know what the fuck I'm doing in the Giants game, if you remember that.
Yeah.
Then in the press conference of the NFC Championship game, he like legitimately, like not yelled, but scolded kind of his little girl, his daughter, which as a parent, you never judge what other parents do. But thinking about it, like she's on a podium. She has no idea what's going on. She's a little kid. She's being playful. The media probably thinks it's hysterical. And he's like, stop. Like real. And like, I don't know. I hope I wouldn't get caught out of pocket in a public venue like that, getting really upset with my kid. I don't think that was a good thing either. That kind of turned me off.
Do you think he's just passionate? Because I watched the anthem and he was crying, and I thought that was pretty moving. I think he's just a passionate guy.
Yeah, he's Jackie. He's a passionate. There's no doubt that he's an emotional guy. Like he's fired up all the time. That is Italian. I can identify with that a little bit.
It's his first time there. Maybe he's just a little out of his element. You know, I don't know.
I have to lean with Bob though. I think he's teetering on the line of being a douchebag. He is. He's towing the line of being a douchebag.
And again, Joe, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong on it. I don't want to bash the guy, but I think it's all for show. I really do. I think so much of what he's doing and what he's saying is for show, and he knows that he's in the spot. I was so turned off by him. I really was. And with that being said, Jalen Hurts is one of the most likable. Like, there's nothing really to dislike about the Eagles team. They're a very likable team. But because of him, I wanted the Chiefs to win so bad. They really did.
Yeah.
I do agree with you, Bob, but we got to be careful who we sell now. This podcast is getting bigger. For me, it was seeing Ryan Clark come on, and then I'm watching him this morning on First Take. The podcast is getting bigger. We got to be a little bit, you know, aware.
I think that we're fair to everybody, and I will stand on my principles and what I say. And if somebody ever comes on the show that I sold, I'll explain why I sold them. I don't think we're going to have Jackson Mahomes on the show anytime soon. I wouldn't allow it, Bob. I'd have to put Nacho on there. Patrick, I would have, but I'd explain to him why. Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
I think he told himself to cry. I think for that national anthem, he said to himself, he wanted to cry. I think every bit of him wanted to rip down.
Streaming down his face.
There were others crying, though, Bob, to be fair. Jason Kelce was tearing up, you could tell.
Chris Stapleton was a different type of tears.
It was a hell of an anthem. He did a really good job. It was a hell of an anthem.
It sure was. Yeah. And also, too, Rihanna was unbelievable.
Oh, tremendous.
Unbelievable. I'm kind of fucking around about the crying, but I do think he wanted to cry in that moment. I really do. I really, really do. That's all I got. Joey D, let's send it to you.
I mean, you just mentioned my buy this week is Rihanna's performance. And here's
a cutsy brand. That's a cutsy brand buy right
there. Sure is.
Listen to me. Hear me out. I think sometimes with these Super Bowl performances, and I was saying it to Nicole yesterday, they go too far out. They do too much, like, of the show and not enough of the actual performance. Now, I don't know if it's because she's pregnant, which just was confirmed, so she couldn't do more elaborate dancing and stuff, but they really stuck to the performance element, and I thought she knocked it out of the park. I thought it was the vocals were on, the song selection, from an aesthetic point, it was super cool. I thought that was probably one of the better Super Bowl performances I've seen in the last 5 to 10 years. I thought it was
exceptional. I agree. I'm totally on board. She's got
especially bad. You gotta think this is someone
she's got bomb after bomb after bomb. Every song's a bomb.
By the way, Bob was so off with his first song, if we want to be honest. I mean, I'm sorry, Bob, you missed by a mile. But to your point, there's so many heaters that she has, it's hard to choose.
Look at which Bob one's disgusting.
I mean, that's exactly it. Missed by a mile. It's a hard thing to choose.
I mean,
you don't know
hard,
what song she's gonna say.
She's got, I would not have thought Bitch Better Have My Money be the first song, but.
Well, the reason I didn't think it was gonna be Bitch Better Have My Money is I didn't think she could curse.
Hmm.
You know
I don't know
mean?
If that's even considered a curse anymore, that word. I don't know.
It's a female dog, Bob.
Yep.
I also think too that for her, I think people get too caught up in the collabs. For her to go solo on that,
I loved it.
Really was a power statement.
Yeah.
Well, she's been kind of MIA for a long time. So I think she just came out. She wanted to prove to the world, hey, I'm still around. I got a couple babies I'm pushing out, but I'm still around and I'm still a force to be reckoned with.
Mikey V, let's send it over to you.
Yeah, my sell, I'm selling this week. I'm going to sell Tahoma 31. If you don't know what Tahoma 31 is, that's the type of grass hybrid that was used for the field last night. This field was an absolute disgrace for being a Super Bowl playing field. Now, all the players complained about it both sides after the game last night. It was like a slip and slide. You cannot have a Super Bowl on a surface like that without somebody making a call and saying, listen, this surface is not ready. To boot, the problem is that this was the same playing surface that they had for the TCU Michigan college playoff semifinal. It was the same field, right? The same grass. And they all complained after that game how bad the field was, how bad the playing conditions were. They spent almost $1 million just for the field and the maintenance to the field. And for that to be the final result, and they're taking care of it for 2 weeks, they're rolling the entire field out to get sun every day. The whole field actually rolls out of the stadium to get sun. For that to be the final end result for the playing surface for the Super Bowl, it's inexcusable. Whoever was in charge of that shouldn't be in charge of that much longer, in my opinion. And I'm not one for firing people. But, I mean, you just can't have that. You can't have it. You can't have it. Horrible job with the field. Horrible.
First off, Mikey, what's the name of the grass again?
Tahoma 31. It's two types of Bermuda grasses. It's two types of Bermuda grasses and rye grass. And it's called Tahoma 31. It's a blend made in a laboratory, Oklahoma State. That's the guy who was in charge of the sod father. And the sod father, I tell you what, the sod father, he might get whacked after this one because that's real bad. Real bad.
Sod father, what kind of balls this guy has?
I like it.
You said like 1 million. Though. Yeah, it is a little bit arrogant to believe it. Come to think of it, Joey D. I mean, for him to wear that shirt, it really is. That's a little bit arrogant.
Well, it's ironic because of how terrible the field was. I mean, for my wife, who's she's a casual watcher of football. She watches, you know, when my teams play. But for her to watch the game with me and her to say, man, this field, like, looks kind of terrible. For her to say that, that's not good. That's not good. And it wasn't good. And the players called – all the players, both sides called it out. They said it was
like
on an ice skating rink.
The worst look was when the kickoff for the Eagles, Elliott almost slipped right on the kickoff.
Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah.
I'm selling the shit out of that field. They shouldn't have done that. They shouldn't have done that.
Tahoma 31.
Tahoma 31.
Only
retire
you would know this.
Retire it.
Mikey, I'm going to tell you this. I honestly, I said it on last episode, I hope you never buy again. I like when Mikey sells, it's the best. It's his love sells of passion, are so Bob. Damn good. Yeah, it really is. Mm. Okay, fellas, there's the Super Bowl chatter. We got a couple of announcements that we're going to make here today. We got a couple of announcements, big old announcements that we're going to make here today. I do want to get into the Bobby Blockbuster segment here. For a sec, let me ask you something, Mikey. Because now, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, you agreed to it, but you didn't have much of a say in this. We feel like the ball was kind of given to Mikey here, right?
Yeah, it was.
It was his shot to take.
Yep.
Okay. Did you feel confident about it? Did you feel nearly as confident in Green Book that you did in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
No, not as confident, no. But no, I did think this would go past the threshold of a 6 bagel ranking. I predicted that this would be over a 6. Now, by the look Bob just gave, this looks like it's falling well below a 5.
Here's the problem is it's an old movie. This guy can't watch movie if it's not in 5K.
Exactly right. It's exactly right.
And so that's why I was really quick to say I don't know, which is ridiculous, Bob, because by the way, to Mikey and Mikey's point, some of the best movies of all time happened before the mid-90s.
Right.
Joe,
we've
addressed that. Nobody's disagreeing with that. Nobody disagreed. But the fact that it comes down to preparation, and I didn't think that you guys were prepared last week.
No, that's not fair. That is not fair. I made several really good recommendations, and Mikey V didn't agree with me. And so I said, okay, Mikey V, you got the rock. But by the way, I believe that 2 or 3 of the recommendations I gave you, Bob, would have hit. I really
did. Did you guys have a dialogue prior to last week's episode about Bobby Blockbuster?
No, we didn't.
Okay, that's all.
Full transparency, we didn't. But
I appreciate that. That's all I'm saying.
I will pivot. I'll pivot to Cutsy's suggestions.
But you didn't have the dialogue with Mikey V.
I will pivot to Cutsy's suggestions this week. Obviously, Bob is going to fucking shit can Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So let's hear about the shit canning. Go ahead. Give it a ranking. Tell me what you liked, what you didn't like. I'm sure the didn't like list is going to far exceed the like list. So go ahead. Start.
Right out of the gate, and Joe said it was definitely an older movie. I thought it was cute. It was cute. It wasn't the worst movie that I've ever seen. Was it like a Green Book that I walked out of with last week? No. First off, I'd never seen Charlie Sheen that young. He was a good-looking cat. I thought it was good. I get what you were going for, but even watching it, Mikey, I knew, I'm like, there's no way he was this confident. What happened with you two with Green Book the week prior, the synergy that you guys had out of that was special. Mm. And I was ready to go. I was ready to fire. I didn't think it bad. I thought it was cute. I thought the ending was kind of funny. It's kind of like, it's kind of slapstick. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's almost like a
Mikey V is just a
so ball. what's the rating, Bob? Let's cut to brass tacks.
4 bagels.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay.
Yeah, it's 4 bagels.
Swing and a miss.
But again, it's not the worst. It's not the by no means was it the worst movie I've ever seen. I mean, it was okay. The girl in it is gorgeous. Okay. You know, so yeah, it was okay. But with that being said, fellas, and we're already on the board, which is nice. Let's hear it. Bobby Blockbuster, fire my way. Did we have a dialogue this week?
Joseph?
No, we didn't have a dialogue because, well, Bob, by the way, let's call it speed to speed. You watched the movie just before we filmed the podcast.
I tell you what, we did semi have the dialogue because if you remember last week's show, Joe suggested that we watch the movie Peanut Butter Falcon. And if people remember, I kind of crucified him because I thought that the title of the movie was preposterous, Peanut Butter Falcon. I know I didn't get it, right? I watched Peanut Butter Falcon, Joe.
Thoughts?
I'm going to say it was a good movie. It was a good movie. I wouldn't say it was a great movie. However, knowing Bob.
I think Bob would like
Bob would like it.
I think we double down and go back to Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a play for Bob.
And by the way, if you look through the comments, Bob, of last week's episode on YouTube, there is a lot of love for the Peanut Butter Falcon.
There is. That's why I watched it, because everyone came after me. They were like, Mikey, you balked on that one. Peanut Butter Falcon's
Bob, it's an
awesome,
inspiring story.
But I wasn't bashing Peanut Butter Falcon. I thought
not
the guy
you,
bashing
I'm
Peanut
saying
Butter
Mikey,
Falcon
was
it
very
was
like
me. It was me. It was me. I got lambasted
the same way.
It.
The same way that you bastard Christian Kirk. Same way you bashed Christian Kirk. Very
you
similar.
Know what? Here, I will see
the peanut butter jaguar, Christian Kirk.
Mikey V is a man of integrity. He said he watched it. He enjoyed the movie, and he said,
yes,
"You know what?
I gave extensive notes on it on Twitter. People loved it. They respected the review.
I think that that's the play for Bob this week. And Bob, I'm being honest. I do think that you will like this movie. Shia LaBeouf, who, by the way, Bob loves
good
in Holes. He's in that
okay
movie.
So, he's yeah,
the
this, best. This will be a hit
with
Bob,
a much better performance in this movie. Much better.
Yep.
Pretty
yep
good in Holes, too, though, Joey D.
Yeah, well, Holes is not to me a cinematic expertise
oh
movie.
Oh, it's
watch
a classic. It's a
but
classic.
I will say, Bob, I do agree with Mikey V. We double down. Now, Mikey V, I need to watch The Blue Chips. I was in Scottsdale this week. I didn't watch it. I think we go to Peanut Butter Falcon this
yeah
week.
Yeah.
I will watch The Blue Chips. If we like that, then we could go
Blue
to that
Chips is probably off the table. You just can't good give Bob us. You can't give Bob anything pre-2010. You just can't.
No, but it's a sports movie, so
it is a sports
it changes
movie
the
it
dynamics.
Yeah, sports movies, you could probably move it back to like 85. That's the latest. 85 to 90. And then sports movies get
yeah
a little handy.
So, Bob, Peanut Butter Falcon this
yes
week is
yes
your blockbuster of the week. I yes just think we got to go to this one. It's a no-brainer. And I think Blue Chip will watch that. And that might be the one. By the way, I do have a couple in the chamber that I still do
good
think Bob would like. So we are doing our homework. It's just you're very tough. You'd be like a very
not
tough essay to write.
I'm not denying that, Joe. Haven't from day one. But again, if I got to do my homework, I would expect that you guys
that's
would
fair
do it too. And at least
yeah
have a dialogue. And I don't
I
think.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't feel the dialogue was necessary. Because my suggestion was going to be Peanut Butter Falcon. And after what Joe had said last week, I knew he would run with that. And I think that will be a hit for you. I do think.
Yeah,
so.
I would be shocked that if this got anything less than six bagels.
Me too. I think six, seven.
I think it could hit the seven threshold. What did he give Green Book?
He
gave it
eight.
He gave
an eight, yeah.
I mean, that's terrific. If Bob gives it an eight, it might as well be like off the charts.
Right. Like the only movie known that's a 10 out of 10 Bobby Bagels is Remember the Titans. That's the
yeah
only movie that's a 10 out of 10
best,
Bobby
Bagels.
By the way,
it
wasn't
yeah
filmed in 5K. We're just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, it wasn't,
okay,
but that's okay.
Sports, it's like Mikey said, though, sports does. That is true. If it's a sports movie, you can go 10 years back.
Bob would be fine with Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Hoosiers is great. It's a great
yeah
movie.
Yeah, that thing looks like it was filmed in the fucking prehistoric age.
Hey, Joe, cinema, baby. You got to be able to
appreciate
wow
this now.
Oh, my God.
Guy watches a couple movies. He's fucking Roger Ebert already.
No idea who that is, but I'm sure he was very
Siskel funny and Ebert, Bob? Sure give it two thumbs up. You never heard that before?
Which one died, Siskel or Ebert?
I don't know.
One of
them
died.
One
all
of
right
them.
All right.
I think it was Siskel.
Let's keep him. Two major announcements, boys. Two major announcements, okay? Let me get a little bit of a drum roll here, there, please, Joey D. Let me get a little bit of a drum roll here, please. First, the fellas, starting
yeah
right now, have signed with DraftKings. Now, with that being said, before we even go into DraftKings, I do want to say us going absolute stone cold on Prize Picks with our bets has nothing to do with us going over.
No, nothing.
It has nothing to do with it. The people over at Prize Picks could not have been better to us. Honest to God. They're unbelievable. They're on the move. They're one of the top apps in sports. And they were really great to us. There was a long back and forth. What we do like with DraftKings, and correct me if I'm wrong, fellas, now Mikey V will really be able to go to town on different money lines and straight up bets, which is really where he thrives. And we felt at the time it would be a good fit for us with all the connections they have. But again, Prize Picks could not have been better to us. Great A people. They were all class. Let's clap it up for Prize Picks now, fellas. Very
always
nice
a fan of Prize Picks, man. Always will be.
Mikey V and Joey D, I'll let you guys just take the floor to touch on that till we get to our next announcement.
DraftKings to me is a special opportunity for us. For me personally, though, when gambling first became legal in New Jersey, I have been using DraftKings, the sportsbook app, since the time that launched and happened. I don't use FanDuel. I don't use any of the other ones typically. I always found DraftKings had the most favorable lines, most favorable odds, large plethora of selections for props and shit like that, stuff that other companies just didn't have, or maybe I just didn't see. So for us to go with them was great for me, because that's the familiarity I always had with these online sportsbook apps. So DraftKings to me has always been the app that I've used. It's just per chance that now we have the opportunity to work with them. I couldn't be more excited. I think it's going to be fantastic. And to Bob's point, Prize Picks is probably one of the classiest group of individuals at that company. Nothing but good stuff to say about them. They were genuine and so generous and good to us from Jump Street. I can't say enough things about them. And like Bob said, they're on the rise and they're going to be a big dog in that space. There's no doubt in my mind about it because they're so unique. But obviously, we're with a Titan now, and I like being with the Titans. That's a good call.
Remember,
I will say to your point, it was cool, at least from my, you know, from my perspective, because when you and Mikey first signed with Draft or with Prize Picks, and you guys were doing your podcast before I was even a part of it, is really how I actually ended up becoming a staple part of this podcast. If you remember, I came on and gave, you know, my own pick for DK Metcalf, and then we kind of started doing my own segment. And before you knew it, the synergy between the three of us, we just ended up all being part of this podcast. So it's really cool because in many ways, if it wasn't for Prize Picks, you know, we might not be here the same way we are right now in the Brilliantly Dumb Show. So a lot of love to them. It's really cool to see them. You know, I was able to be fortunate enough to be sponsored by them this year. Just the amount of, you know, love that they showed us, how good they were with us, how understanding they were of our schedules and whatnot. Just very easy people to work with.
Yes.
And to see them becoming bigger and growing is really cool, because we're part of that. And, you know, you like to think at some point maybe we're part of that movement, but nothing but the best to them. DraftKings is going to be really cool. I think it's – to your point, Bob, I do think Mikey V can really thrive in this environment. I mean, even in his only subs, he's given picks, he's given basketball, he's given all sorts of stuff. Now it's going to really open up, you know, Pandora's box, you like to think, where he can really do parlays, single straight bets, money lines. You still can do player props bets. So there's a lot more opportunities, and I do think – we are going to get back. I think this year was a little bit of a speed bump for us. We started out hot out of the gates and kind of slowed down the second half of the season for the NFL for whatever reason, really just seemed incredibly tough. And I just think that this time moving forward is going to really get back to where we can make our, you know, our followers and our fan base some serious cash. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Shout out Prize Picks. Shout out DraftKings. More to come. Joey D, can I get another drum roll here, please? And now we pan over Mikey V, announcement number two for the boys. Mikey V, take it away.
Well, announcement number two is that after a long-awaited thought process and just an overall lifestyle change, I guess it has to be when you get involved with something like this. And no, I'm not retiring, but I will be joining the golf space. I am going to be purchasing clubs. I needed to get the full endorsement and God's wishes from my wife first and foremost before I was able to
shout out Holly B.
I needed that. There was no way I was going to do this without her blessing, because I know it's time consuming, especially for somebody like me who hasn't picked up a club in probably 20 years. So I know it's going to take me a long time to get acclimated and not totally embarrass myself. That being said, I am fully mentally prepared to be the worst golfer on the Eastern Seaboard for some period of time. I'm totally ready to accept that. I really am. I'm a competitive guy.
You're an athlete, I know, dude.
But Bob's rolling his eyes. He knows I'm ultra competitive, but I'm not stupid. I know how difficult the game is because everyone I know plays and everyone says the same thing about it, Mikey, that it's just so goddamn hard. So I'm ready. I am ready.
I appreciate you taking that humble approach, because that's really the approach you want to have coming into the game. First things first, getting fit for clubs. They're going to give you a goddamn pogo stick in order to get up to get you something that's going to fit that frame. But I appreciate going humble. The thing that's I'm so jacked up for it, and I do want to see, like, I would be so curious just to see Mikey's first swing, to see how it looks. And I agree with Joe, you're an athlete. The thing that makes me sick, and it's going to happen, I'm fully prepared for it, give Mikey V 1 month.
No.
He's going to be better than me and Joe.
No
it's gonna be
way.
Because
like, no
you're such you're such a stick twisted competitor. You got that like Kobe thing in you to where like he won't stop. He's such a sick competitor.
He'll be like the guys in the grocery store while he's waiting for the cash register. He's just going to be.
Now, I have seen guys. I have seen guys like that, and that fascinates me. That does, because the other day in the gym, just doing there, I was kind of like, you know, I probably have to start opening up my hips a lot more. So I was doing a little rotational work, but not like faking mock swings. Like I watch that, and it's so bizarre to me. It's so, you know, that's so Greek to me, you know,
entrenched in your lifestyle. Mikey V, this is so much more than just a hobby or a game that you play.
Yeah.
It just becomes, by the way, Bob, I couldn't be more thrilled when Mikey told me yesterday, or by the way, it was Mikey V's birthday yesterday. Shout out to the young man, 37 now. But I told him, I said, this is the best birthday gift you could ever give to yourself, because not only are you going to enjoy it, but now it opens up opportunities where if we go to Scottsdale or do things like that, we can bring him along, and it will be so great to have him on some of these trips. And by the way, Bob, I'm going to throw it out right there. I would love Mikey V on a Bob Does Sports episode. I'm telling you now, I would love it.
That definitely would be the overall goal. Like, that's why – watching this whole progress, watching go down, I think he would kill it. So I think Mikey knows that he would get the nod on the episode for sure. I mean, that's a no brainer. And again, different circumstances for you, Mikey, because you got the kids, you got the family, you got your full-time job. So it's going to be tough, but if you know Mikey V, you just know. And especially once he gets the bug, it's game over and he's coming for that ass, and look out. I know it, but again, I appreciate the humble approach.
Yeah.
Mikey Mulligan's in full effect.
I tell you, Mikey, by the way, you know who you should really chum up with? This guy, I don't know him well, but I've met him multiple times in your group, and I feel like he really gets golf. Is Fubu Liu, I think, is a guy who would show you the ropes very well.
Fubu is going to clip this and send it immediately to Dickie Gass. That's where this clip is.
I don't know Dickie Gass.
It's going to go right to Dickie Gass. And Fubu's just going to smile and laugh and say, you see? Because they are
It's nothing against Gass. I've never talked golf with Gass. I've talked golf with Fubu Liu. Yes. And the guy, he's played Pine Valley. He knows good courses. I really think he'll take it upon himself to show you the ropes. And that's the kind of person you need in your corner.
There's a couple things I'm going to say very quickly, and I'll wrap it up. Number one, I'm surrounded by my closest friends. For the majority, all are very much into golf, not to the level where they play as much as you guys, because they're not full time doing anything like that. But guys who play religiously, probably once a weekend, once every other weekend, and love the game. So I know I'll be close to them. But then to have you two guys available to pick your brain, to have Perez available, who's a scratch golfer who I could literally call at any time and pick his brain about the game, I'm confident that I'll be surrounded by enough people to where I'll get acclimated. Now, I'm not going to say I'm going to get good, because I know I really believe I'm going to have a difficult time. I really do. But again, we'll see. I'm going to try. I'm going to fully commit to it. Again, I don't do things half-assed. So if I'm going to commit, I'm going to commit all the way. And I'm going to commit all the way. I'm gonna have to spend time doing it. Gonna have to do what I got to do to get out. It is what it is. But I tell you what, arrow's pointing up, I think, for everything with this golf move. I really believe that.
Bobby's sponsored by Roback. He's gonna have some fresh fits on the golf course.
Oh, I'll be one of the better dressed golfers on the course. That I will say. Horrible player, but I will look good playing horribly. I will.
All right, fellas. Big, big one for the boys. So I do want to track that progress, maybe show some swings up here. It'll be fun to watch. And for the love of God, swing-wise, don't ask us for advice, Mikey V. That call needs to go to Perez every single time. But we're here for you. That's for damn sure. I want to get into our top five. I think this is a Joey D-sponsored top five. Today's top five is going to be food on food pairings. This was a tough one. I struggled with this one a little bit. I really did. We've done food and drink pairings, I believe.
Yes.
The food on food pairings is it's a whole different ball game, and a very good one. Joey D, it's your top five, so we'll let you start and then swing it to Mikey V. I'll close us down.
All right. I'm going to go on the record and say I love when we do food top fives more than anything, because I think they're just the best, and everybody has their own opinions on them. So I think it makes for a great top five. So Let me get right into it. Number five, I'm going to go right out of the gates. I'm going to go peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I think you're remiss to see a sandwich if you do peanut butter and you don't throw some jelly in there. It's just, it's a grade A combination. You can't go wrong with it. Give me that at five. And number four, I'm going to switch this, switch it up a little bit. I'm going to go hamburger and French fries. I think that is a hell of a pairing. I mean, it's well known. You don't order a burger without French fries. Number three, I'm going to go to a breakfast. We're going to go to bacon and eggs. For me, I'm a big, I know some people say, oh, you could do sausage, you could do that. You do a couple sunny side or fried eggs. You got to throw a couple strips of bacon in there. Makes all the difference in the world. Give me that at three. And number two, one of my favorite snacks to have. I love Tostitos scoops from Mikey V. What better way to do is chips and salsa, whether that's pico de gallo or hot salsa or whatever.
Bob's got a problem with that.
But to me, so because I wanted to do this too. To me, salsa is more of like a condiment. To me, salsa is more
No.
I disagree because I would have put chips and salsa on there too, but we, I didn't.
I do recall that when we did top five condiments, Joe had salsa in his top five as a condiment,
which is fine, and I agree. I have no problem with that. I love chips and salsa. I just think salsa. I think if we allow salsa, I think it changes the list. Am I wrong about that, Mikey?
Okay, I'll take it off. I'll take it off.
Okay.
I'll
pivot. Because that would be like me doing like a, I don't know, bagel and cream cheese almost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that was what I was going to pivot to.
Oh.
That's tough. That's,
yeah. All right, I'll change it up again. Give me pizza and chicken wings, okay?
Okay.
I'll go pizza and wings, okay? By the way, that was going to be maybe like an honorable mention.
I think that's great.
That's a good play. That'll hit.
Pizza and wings.
People love pizza and people love wings.
And number one for me, this comes out of left field, but I was thinking about it and I just don't think I could ever do the two without. Mashed potatoes and gravy is number one for me. I think it's just by a long. What do you have a problem now, Bob? It's a sauce? It's food.
Mikey. Are we having that
same? I mean, I can't consider gravy a food, man.
You can't. I mean, you just
gravy is because here's the thing. Could to me, no, all right. Here was my system. Wait, hold on. Here was my protocol and procedure for naming these eligible list goers. Right, I said both items have to be able to stand alone as a food. That's what gravy cannot stand alone. Salsa cannot stand alone. Cream cheese cannot stand alone. That's the only thing I was saying.
But okay. Joe, you got to be able, but can you see? I mean, you got to be able to see that.
I've pivoted once already, Bob. I'll pivot again.
Okay.
But you're pivoting to the same thing.
I'll pivot. Give me soup and sandwich.
Soup and a sandwich is a good one.
Bingo.
That's a great play.
That's a really good job there, Joe.
That's a good play, Joe.
Lots I mean, I had to be quick on my feet. Otherwise, I was going to end up with another situation like I had. What was the restaurant I got buried for? Denny's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Denny's.
That was a pivot that did not work well.
Yeah, that was tough. That was tough. By the way, me and Joe's list is like almost the same.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that because so is mine. Number five, pal.
Number five, go tomato and mozzarella. Sliced tomatoes and mozzarella, caprese salad, something like that. Tomatoes and mozzarella, I think, can stand alone. Obviously, fresh mozzarella slice, tomato slice, I think that could stand alone. But together, magical combo, caprese salad. Number four, give me pie, apple pie, and ice cream.
Apple pie and ice cream or pie a la mode.
I love a pie with ice cream. You can't
a la mode, as Mikey says.
Even like a pumpkin pie with some ice cream. And Ryan Clark, shout out Ryan Clark. He's my inspiration for that pick. Great clip. Number three, give me surf and turf. Give me a piece of steak and a lobster tail. A steak and a lobster tail, I think, is one of the more magical pairings out there. I don't think you could go wrong. Surf and turf at three. Two, Joey D, bacon and eggs at two. Love bacon and eggs play. I think that's an automatic. If you're at a breakfast buffet, now it's not something I'm going to order if I go out for breakfast, but if you're at a hotel or a buffet or something and they got the platter of the bacon and the platter of eggs, you're putting both of those on your plate every single time. And then number one to me, the king of combo, You can't have a cheeseburger without French fries. It just doesn't work. Whatever type of fries you want, you could change that up. Waffle, curly, steak, whatever kind of fries. But burger and fries to me is the king on the food pairing list.
Mike, this is good.
I think it's a tremendous list, man. To be honest with you, I'm shocked that our lists are as similar as they are. I mean, it's almost dead on. Yep. It's a great list. Joey D, you have any issues there?
No. I wish I had not, like, a couple of these things I had on my list, I wish I would have had, like, alternatives, because the steak and lobster play is great. And the apple pie and the ice cream was actually another one I had as honorable mention, but yeah, no, it's a good list.
Yeah, I think that kind of stuck us a little bit. I mean, I think we're a little razzled after that.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. 5. Joey D, the reason I liked it so much, I got it right there with you. I got 5. Give me pizza and wings. When I think football Sunday, especially just coming off the Super Bowl, even like for me, it was like I had to have wings. Pizza and wings is like the staple of football, of bar food. 4, right there with you guys, bacon and eggs. Give me bacon and eggs all day long. I went between for 3 – soup in a sandwich and chips in a sandwich. I ended up going chips. With chips in a sandwich.
If
you're gonna have a sandwich, you gotta have chips. There's a reason Jersey Mike's, Subway, Firehouse, all these places, you have the sandwich, you have the chips. It's a no-brainer. Number 2, where I think you gotta give the edge to Mikey's, but I'm keeping it and I had it on, steak and potatoes at 2. Again, Mikey, heady play going with the lobster. It's going to be tough for me to compete with that. And then 1, I think the Holy Grail, it's a no-brainer. Go ahead and give me the burger and fries at 1. So very similar lists. Going to be interesting to see how that breaks down, Joey D.
I just would, since I had to pivot, I'd like to, if possible, to put soup and sandwich down and put the burger and fries to my 1, because I would do that.
Mikey V, do you approve?
Yeah, I don't mind switching the ranking. I mind switching the item when you've already gone. So I'll allow it, Bob, if you allow it.
Okay, I'm okay with it. Okay. Let's go ahead and let's allow that there for Joey D. So T-Bone's going to be on that as well. Fellas, do you want to start us off? Mikey V, honorable mention.
I will go with sandwich and chips, Bob. That was like one thing that was right on the cusp of making it for me. So sandwich and a chip, any kind of sub sandwich, you got to have the chips on the sandwich. Like it's a must. It's a must.
Joey D.
Another one that now, if I had to pivot, I would have put in my top list, spaghetti and meatballs.
Thought about that.
Yeah, I thought about it too. That. I'm just not a huge, I like meatballs. I'm just not like a huge, huge meatball guy.
You know, the only thing, like, I thought about peanut butter and jelly. But when's the last time we had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Like, I know they go together so well, but when's the last time we can honestly look at each other and say we had a peanut butter and jelly
sandwich? Well, that's not the question, is how often are you having it? It's the top pairings, Bob.
Yeah, but it's
peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in our lifetimes.
So yeah, I have it every year the same time every year. 5. I have it the same time every year. On vacation, when we go on vacation in the morning, we stay in a townhouse down the shore, and for breakfast – there's always English muffins. Yeah. So for breakfast, you know, it's like vacation breakfast is like, I just want to get to the beach. Like, I really don't need like a big to do with breakfast. I'm just basically eating to survive at that point. So little English muffin with peanut butter and jelly on it. I do that almost every morning on vacation. But then you're right, Bob, I don't have it for like another year.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I think it's got to be our top 5, what we Understood. Like the most, not Understood. Just, you know, what – something to think about. I mean, I have a turkey bird every Thanksgiving. That's the only time that I ever have it.
That's fair, because I was thinking about a Thanksgiving combo, but I agree with that. I agree with that.
But I'll tell you what, fellas, nonetheless, fantastic episode. Let's just clap it up right there. Damn good episode. Again, more to come for the boys. Mikey Mulligan's in full effect now, which will be very interesting to watch. And we will see you next time. That's another edition of the Bill and the Dumb Show.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.